and
Gardens.
Okay.
Yeah.
If she give you an address that ends in those, stay away.
Tell her to meet you somewhere.
Is there a gas station close?
Hey, look, I'm going to meet you at the end of the road. Come pick me up.
Son.
Yo, Pioneers. Oh, city. That was a
problem. If a city ain't a city, but it's called a city.
Yeah, yeah, it's fucked up.
Maryland City.
Maryland City is Maryland trash. City.
100%.
What's that, like Laurel?
Yeah. That's trash.
Really?
Yeah, you can ride by... You get robbed by a meth head out there.
I'm from Baltimore. I'm sorry. I don't know. I just started getting into these county projects and shit. It's scary.
Who we waiting on?
No, we're not, actually. Brother Jay, you can have at it as you will, sir.
Pause. That's a pause.
I paused it. Nigga, let me pause it.
Super pause. Have at it as you will. So, God almighty, you just welcome them like that?
Shit. Well, I guess first off, you know, I wanna thank y'all for giving me this opportunity to sit down with y'all. I've been following y'all for a while, and...
Sweet.
Really? That's what I was about to say.
Trash-ass podcast. No
bullshit. Yeah, I've been watching y'all, from my own little corner of the podcasting universe, and I just wanted to come and connect with y'all and just really connect with more black podcasters because, like, podcasting, for some reason, it's like when you hear the word podcast, you just think of white people, but, like, podcasting has given... more and more people of color the opportunity to talk about the shit that they want to talk about in their voice. Like, I'm tired of talking to and with white people about black issues. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, you know, since we're starting this off, I want to talk to y'all. How did y'all get the idea for Where's Buffy? How did y'all get started?
My nigga, where did you pull that from?
Right, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm just saying.
Did that is right.
You a whole piece of shit, yo.
So for me, I'm a podcast junkie, and I always start with that because I've always listened to, man. Rest in peace, Combat Jack. A whole lot of stuff, man. Serial, a whole lot of podcasts, and it looked like I've always been in a real, like, space as a creator where I felt like there's something I'm not doing. But everything always seemed to limit you in some way. Like, if you want to be a rapper, you have to do everything on a certain kind of beat. You want to, you got to market toward a certain kind of people. If you wanted to try to go through, like, TV or radio, you always had to fit in kind of certain constraints or whatever.
Yeah.
Podcast... really, the possibilities for creativity are infinite. So it just allows you to do everything you want to do when you want to do it. And I love that freedom.
I didn't even know what a podcast was. This nigga said, do you want to be on a podcast?
My nigga, you still don't, though. You don't really... No.
I know what a podcast is.
No, but like, you don't even... You don't listen unless it's our shit. Right?
I listen to a podcast.
The fly vegans,
kind of movie critics, people that we know, you know, what I mean, support them. But
that's another Baltimore podcast, Fly Vegans.
We say they more Maryland.
So
they're Baltimore. They're Baltimore guys.
Yeah, 100%. It's a Baltimore podcast.
Yeah. Okay,
100%.
All right. So then, with starting this podcast, how did you come up with the idea and the branding for Where's Where's Buffy? Built for comfort, not for speed.
Like, they fat. they fat, my nigga.
This is it.
So in a nutshell, the when we started this, it was my partner Diz and I, and it was two of us. You know what I'm saying? Now the Fat Boys were Prince Marky D, Kool Rock Ski, and Buffy. So when we started, it was two fat guys. The question
Where's Buffy?
There you go.
Okay.
So honestly, I was at maybe a beer and wine fest with Brother Diz maybe a month or so before we started talking about it, and we were in there arguing hip hop. I don't know if you talked that, like, hip hop is an interesting thing to talk with people because a lot of times if they don't know you, niggas would be like, "Oh, all right, I see where you coming from." Yo, it's sometimes,
like, yeah,
you, and when you run into a nigga that be like, nigga, you are crazy.
Right.
Your opinion is dumb.
Right. Yeah, yeah, shit, yeah, is wrong. Yeah.
That static, mm-hmm, is where people are entertained.
Right.
And we had that static in our conversation.
Okay.
You know what I mean? When so when it popped in my mind, I was like, yo, we could just put a joint together and just put our own podcast on. I'm tired of listening to other niggas. Let's just do our content.
Right, right. What was the hip-hop conversation y'all were having to cause the static? Because my girlfriend, her brother, and I will get into it over hip-hop. And the most recent thing, and I want y'all opinion on this too, because I think that this is fucking slanderous. Uh-oh. I think that this is very disrespectful.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, I was...
Put your shoulders down. Your chest is out right now. I'm scared.
Because when it at the time of the conversation, I'm just like, is this really happening right now? This guy, his name is Ike. Shout out to Ike if you're out there, if you ever listen to this.
All
right. He tried to tell me that Lil Wayne...
Oh,
Ike, God. Trash. Ike, you trash.
Lil Wayne, Weezy F Baby, had more bars than fucking Pretty Tony.
Ooh.
Pretty Tony, who?
Ghostface.
Ghostface?
What?
I don't think...
Divorce your brother.
So here's
the...
That nigga don't love you.
He
don't love you.
He's an alcoholic, right?
So funny enough... Funny enough, when you started with Wayne, in my mind, I was like, your best chance is going to be across the table when you first mentioned Lil Wayne. Okay. Your best chance of anybody agreeing with any argument that started positive with Lil Wayne.
Sure.
And then once you said, what you say?
Oh, yeah. When he said Ghostface, you know,
you was done.
You're done. Ghostface is one of my favorite rappers.
Because for a second, I thought you were really about to take Wayne's side. I was like, all right.
Ghostface is one of my favorite. I get criticized for fucking with Ghostface.
How do you get...
I think it's like, yo, Ghost Trey, he be saying shit that don't make no sense, but he do, though.
We don't say that here.
That's fine.
We definitely don't say that here.
I say...
You ain't said he's trash.
No, I've never said that.
He's never trash, but you know what I mean, like...
But he is guilty of the charge.
Nah.
We
can
put
it on a rabbit hole with that shit.
Yeah, it depend on, you know what I mean? It depend on what Ghost it is.
Ghostface has one of the best deliveries in rap.
Correct.
Which is why he gets away with it. Hey, yo, check the fly, strawberries.
I fuck.
Dingleberries and the extra
but that's cream. That's what makes it
dope. He hella descriptive in a different way.
That's what makes it dope.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Navy green. And you know, to come to his defense, because I'm able to see both sides of the argument. I think that Lil Wayne, I could say that he's been one of the most influential rappers in the 21st century.
Accurate.
Him and whoever's been writing his raps.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
We can talk about the bars.
Don't do that.
But in terms of branding, in terms of being able to...
Oh, drug he opened use. The door. He definitely opened the door for a lot.
Drug use 1,000,000%.
He made Ugly Pretty, though. All the ugly dudes started getting chicks as soon as Lil Wayne came.
No, that's really true.
That's really true.
Shout out to Mr. Kendrick.
Getting back to the podcast and the format, when did y'all decide to add ill math?
No, I'm just math.
Just math.
No. Ill math sound like we had a kid.
Did y'all?
Oh, that would be an ugly father.
I'll give you that one.
That was really good.
Wow. That would be like a snowman. So it was us two, and then Mav would come through, and this motherfucker would be in the back of the room, like giving me baseball signals, like trying to get me to say shit. And I'm like, yo, get on the motherfucker here, take the microphone. You feel me? Like, no, I don't want to get out of my. And then eventually, you know what I mean, got on and said his piece, but it was a balance. It wasn't like he was too much of my opinions or too much of Ill Fan's opinions. He had his own opinion, his own flavor with it, and it was a natural fit.
Okay.
And then LK came on a little later. We needed a feminine voice to keep us all cool. Well, I know I'm a misogynist.
Well, he thought it was a feminine voice.
No, her
voice.
Shit is deep.
Yeah.
Pause. That's a pause.
Now, the feminine voice is why I added you.
God bless. God bless. Shots for everybody.
Okay. I'm petty. I'll be back.
Okay, so for meth and LK, so what does LK stand for?
It's Lakendra.
Lakendra.
Yeah.
What is your
kittens?
Lots of kittens. What
I thought it was Lickskin.
Whoa.
Listen, it's 2018. We're not shaming out here. If you want to lick the kittens, that's perfectly fine.
Lint ketchup. Hey, that's what got me my kids.
All right, ooh, there you go.
Oh.
Nah, because if you were doing that, you wouldn't have kids.
You would just be a lesbian.
Progression, my nigga.
I don't have time for the science class.
It's progression, my nigga.
Nah, but for me, though. Yeah.
What's your experience been on the podcast?
I was in radio before, and I have always admired them and the things that they do because it kind of vibes with the way I think sometimes. And some people always tell me I think like a guy, which is not abnormal, but I've always flowed with them. I always enjoyed listening to them, so it was just,
right.
It was just natural.
And what? Where did you work at in radio? Was it when you were in the Bronx or down here in Baltimore?
Down here in Baltimore, actually, WMSK is where I started out, and I've just been popping in and out of podcasts and shows ever since then.
Okay. What and WMSK? What is?
It's online radio.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah.
And how did you get started in radio?
I've actually been in entertainment. I'm not going to give my age away. Humble since
brag.
I was 18.
Humble brag.
She's a 45-year-old stripper.
I was listening. You took my joke. That's where I was going.
I've kind of always been in the rotation. It's just, I'm kind of getting my sea legs a little bit. Okay. But yeah.
And you like podcasting so far?
I love it. You know, back when I first started listening to podcasts, it was more of the inspirational meditation stuff. And then, you know, things started popping up and blowing up. And I've been in love with it ever since.
All right. Now, I want to talk about your hats, these fitteds. Who is that and how did this happen?
So the picture is Buffy from the Fab Boys.
Buffy? Right.
Brother Mathematics really put everything together.
Are you going
am there? I supposed to talk with that?
You were just like,
yes. No, because I'm moving. That's how I see everything that's on the table. Yeah,
it's oh, okay.
Like we're doing different runs for the hats. Sure. Like the black with the oranges for the home team and shit. The OG was just black and white. That's just some shit that we came, you know what I mean? We came up with, decided to throw them out, and they caught on. Like, I didn't think they would catch on the way that they did. We sold the motherfuckers out in the first.
Now, are they fitteds or snapbacks?
No, they snapbacks.
Okay.
We blew them out in maybe the first 2 hours.
Damn,
which
really?
Was crazy.
Congratulations.
You know, yeah. So this one, we just did the same run of the black and white, and then we threw the black with the orange on for us.
Okay.
So I'm sure these will blow out too, but. You know,
so will the black and orange be like a limited run?
That's why we only got them. That's why we only got them and shit.
I'm all about that. That's what's up. So, you know, closing out, talking with you guys, what do you want out of Where's Buffy? I mean, I know it's like a very nebulous question, but what do you want to do with it? Like, do y'all want to be, you know, on the radio? Do y'all just want to keep podcasting? Like, do you want to be a part of moving the culture of podcasting forward in Baltimore and world over? What do you want out of this?
All that, really, like, except for the radio part. Like, radio is, I'm not going to call it antiquated tech, but I will say podcasting is the future. On-demand content is the future. So
you sound like me. Like, I tell that to her all the time, and she's just like, okay, all right.
He says this shit now. He doesn't know that we got a show coming up on the radio. He laughing. I'm serious.
So,
I'm hey, right
listen,
there
I
with
do
you.
Everything. But no, but it's the freedom of what we do here is the base. So I don't think I'll ever stop doing this. I want the brand to grow and grow into other things. But this is the core of it, man. So for me, that's what it is. Brother Diz, what about you?
I mean, anything that I do and that I'm a part of, I always want the sky's the limit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want us to be the next. And not you know, I don't want to be like nobody, but I want us to be the next big thing, the Bodega Boys or Combat Jack or Nori. You know what I'm saying? I want a revoke contract. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you know, this, you know what I mean? This is cool. You know what I'm saying? But I always want to shoot for some, you know what I mean?
You can always be doing better.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
I always try to move, push, move forward and shit.
Gotcha. So, LK, Mathematics, y'all hoping for the same thing, or just y'all just along for the ride?
I mean, I'm definitely hoping for the same thing. I believe in being an innovator. Mm-hmm. You know, you do something and you kick it up a notch and get people to kind of follow your groove. You know, create a lane, don't follow a lane. So definitely.
Absolutely, and to close it out.
Yeah, I think I think we're like the buzz that we've been catching. It's for a reason, and I just want to open the doors for other people from here. You know what I'm saying? Me and Diz always say that, you know what I mean? If you're from Maryland, I'm all for you. You know what I mean? I'll never put down the home team. For the home team, this is where you stop to go forward. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want this to be. The place that your launch pad is here. So Maryland artists, musicians, fuck it, whatever, entrepreneurs, whatever the fuck you are, I want you to come through here first, and then, you know what I mean?
So y'all kind of want to be like tastemakers.
Absolutely.
No, they look like they ate everything. These niggas ain't taste nothing.
Correction. Ate everything.
Sorry.
You feel me?
Cool, cool. Well,
Sabana.
Yeah, thanks for letting me get the first segment of the episode. I really appreciate it once again for giving me this opportunity, and I wish you guys all the best.
You leave him?
No, I'm still
here. All right. That's what's up, man.
So before we out, though, I do want to get this a little bit of promotion off, if I may.
Go ahead.
Look at him. He's a whore.
100%.
He's a
promo whore.
Listen, at Where's Buffy on your social media choice. No weird underscores or periods. At Where's Buffy. IllFam79 is my personal. Follow niggas on everything, man.
Where's Buffy.com, yo. Where's Buffy.com. Fatboy underscore Diz on your Instagrams. Mm-hmm. Dizzy from BMO on Twitter. Snapchat.
Uh-oh.
If you want to Snapchat me, please make sure the box is well shaven.
Hey, this is the last time we come on here. Yep. My nigga.
I hope it ain't no aunts listening.
Waxed or shaved?
Auntie. Snapchat me that old school bush, auntie.
Hashtag. Hashtag salt and pepper box. Salt, pepper, no ketchup.
You want the jungle bush.
Math@MathDamon. Shout out to the warrior.
Head size equator.
It's Lady London. London Bridge. LONDYNN underscore bridge on everything.
Elbow deep.
AKA.
AKA stop acting dark skin.
We've never done this before.
Ever. Chocolates.
We've never done this before.
No, this is all new.
Chocolates. The chocolate dropper.
Are you still going?
That's what she said. Are we done?
God bless.
God bless.
We're never coming back on here.
Y'all come on anytime you want. I don't care.
Except, I don't care. Fuck you.
It's a beautiful car crash, man.
What?
Would you like to take us out?
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
No!
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. So that's going to be the end of it. This is Jason, you know, special report from Local Color, the basement of Where's Buffy podcast. To my left, I got Brother Mathematics. To my right, Diz. Other right, LK. Right across from me, should I say your government name or is IllFam?
IllFam is good enough.
Okay, IllFam's good enough.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we out of here, everybody. Have a good night.
IllFam.